Better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. As Ingeborg is lighting a candle here. This is the thought for today. This is Dr. Ariel Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. So many times we say, I didn't understand. So many times we say, I don't know. So many times we say, I wish I had known that. And what we were saying is that we didn't turn our candle on. We didn't turn our light on. We were not aware. As soon as we have the candle lit, as soon as we have the flashlight lit, we know. I went out for a walk this morning at 2 o'clock, and I turned on the light on my desk so I could see what the temperature was outside. And the temperature was a beautiful 52. And so I went out for my walk, but it was very moist. The air was just filled with moisture. And it was dark outside. So I decided I'd have to turn on my candle. So I stopped for a moment, closed my eyes, and I looked around with my eyes closed. And then I opened my eyes, and I could see everything. The fog was like a light. Everything was glowing everywhere. And as I walked the path, it was all clear and visible, very beautiful. We have our own inner candle that we can use anytime we want. We have our outer candle, too. The outer candle we can use anytime we want. Now, do we want to use it? Or do we feel it is better to curse the darkness? What does it mean to curse the darkness? Well, we say, I can't see. That's cursing the darkness. And there is no darkness. All is light. We say that there's darkness when the sun is behind the earth, or when the moon's not shining, or when there are stars are not out, and we say everything is pitch black. But there is no darkness, really. If any of us ever want, we have perhaps the biggest flashlight in the world right inside of ourselves. All we have to do when we go out is just say, I can see, and you will see. Now, you're not surprised that a blind man walks around and sees. Perhaps he's waving his cane out in front of him, and maybe not. But he's walking along with a confident gait, and he knows what he's doing. Now, how does he see? He's blind. He doesn't have vision with his eyes to see. How does he see? Well, he has to see within himself. Now, you say his stick helps him to guide him along, but all blind men don't have sticks. They don't all have canes or poles to touch things to tell them where things are. Now, think about this. Are you so smart that you can take a cane and stick it out in front of you and touch something and tell whether it's a tree or a person or a dog or a rock or a building, you know? Whether you're supposed to step over the stone or whether you're supposed to walk around a corner or whether you're to the edge of the street or the road, and if traffic is coming or not coming, you have to listen very carefully. Well, you see, the blind man tunes his inner sight. He tunes his ears to hear, and his ears see for him. He tunes his feelings. He feels the radiations of his body as they touch things that he walks by and knows. Now, of course, only a blind man can do that, because only a blind man has the motivation to use another sight than the sight of his physical eyes. We can do that too. We can do that too. And we should be able to do it. We have taken the point of view that we don't know how to do it. We don't need it because we have physical sight. And we haven't learned to develop half of the qualities of our being. The quality of our being is, we can, do you ever watch any movies at night after you go to sleep? Yeah, you have all sorts of dreams. Sometimes you remember the dreams, sometimes you don't. And when you remember the dreams, they're probably pretty active. When you don't remember them, it's because you weren't paying attention. Now, why don't you pay attention to what your dreams are? Why aren't you aware of it? Because they're not interesting. They're just another dimension of life that your playing around with, and you don't feel a great interest in it. You really don't. If you felt a great interest in it, you'd remember it. Now, wise people who go to sleep say to themselves, I am going to have a beautiful journey. I am going to go and visit the pyramid. I am going to go to the moon. I am going to whatever you're going to do. I'm going to read a book. How about that? You can do anything you want in your dream. And go and do it. But the thing is, we don't do it. You see, when you get in your car and you say, I am going to town, then you drive to town. Or I'm going to the neighbor, you drive to the neighbor. When you get in your car, you have a predetermined destination. When you take a walk around the path here on the campus, you're going to take a meditative walk. I think I'll go through Sylvia's path today. I think I'll go through Ellen's path, or maybe Ingeborg's path, and just see how they're faring, you know. Well, they're not faring too well. The weeds have grown up because of the rain and stuff, and nobody's gotten out there to take care of it and fool around with it at all. They feel it's too imposing to do. But yet, any one of you could go over here and take that tire that I've got and put that cord that I have on it and hook it on the back of a golf cart and drag it along and go back and forth the path five or six times, and pretty soon all the weeds would be knocked down. And your path would be just as pretty as could be, and you wouldn't have broken your back and taken the hoe and shovel and stuff like that. But you don't think of that. You don't think of that. You only think about the idea that it doesn't work. You're cursing the darkness. You're cursing the weeds that are growing on your path instead of putting them to sleep. You know, we go into our dreams. We go into our meditative time. And we have not prepared ourselves for that. You have not told yourself when you go into your meditation time that you're going to understand who you are. You're going to feel your spiritual illumination. You're going to know your spiritual illumination. You don't tell yourself that. And the reason you don't tell yourself that is you don't believe it. Because if you believed it, now for instance, if you like chocolate and you say tonight, in my dream, I'm going to go to a chocolate factory. And I'm going to have free reign in the chocolate factory to eat any pieces that I want. Not a lot, you know, I don't need to eat a lot. But I'll be trying a little bit of every one, you know. Just taking a little cut of this and a little cut of that. And, you know, seeing what they're all like. And I remember when I was at the University of Chicago, I worked for the Griswold Bateman Warehouse. And I handled the liquor accounts. The taxes and the things for the liquor accounts, recording them. And it was quite a tedious job, but it was a good job, and I did well at it. Well, every holiday, the salesmen who stored their product in the warehouse would come by with some of their treats. And one of the salesmen was the chocolate salesman. He was the one who had these filled chocolates, you know, with that white cream inside. Oh, man, that was good. And they'd bring out two big boxes and set them on our desk, you know. And, of course, what are you going to do? You're just going to look at them. And some of them have had them there for years, and they had learned to resist a little bit. But us new people, we didn't learn to resist. So we were over at that box eating those chocolates with those filling, and I will never forget it. I can still taste it. It was so delicious and so sweet and so beautiful, but it had a special vanilla flavor to it, a special taste to it. Now, I can taste it even now. And I'm not there, and that was, what, 50, 60 years ago, you know. Now, what is that all about? What is our reality? Is our reality the remembrance of our taste buds? Is our reality the ability to go into a dream and determine what you want to do in that dream? Now, Ellen has been learning how to fly. Now, all Ellen has to do is go in her dream and get in her Learjet and fly her Learjet, but she doesn't know instrument landing. Hey, when she gets into her Learjet, when she's got her dream, she knows everything. She doesn't say in her dream, I don't know. She just gets in those things and does those things in her dream. But you see, it's incredible. incredulous. And sometimes you don't want to believe it. You don't want to believe that you can do those things, and you do do those things. But you see, this is what you do in your dreams. And let yourself do it. But you can also plan what you're going to do in your dream, determining what it is that you want to do, where you want to go. Maybe you want to just relax. I oftentimes go into my dream and I just say, I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. And I have a very restful evening, you know. Otherwise, it can be very busy with everybody's problems. But think about that. Think about how it's better to light a candle, which means to say you plan where you're going, than to curse the darkness. It's better to know where you're going than to say, I can't see where I'm going. I walk these paths every morning in the black of night, in the black of morning, you might say, and sometimes horses have been along there and they leave little potholes there and it's easy to trip on. And as I was walking along this morning, I was thinking, it's wonderful how my feet just sort of settle down gently, feeling the pavement, feeling the dirt, feeling the ground before they settle down. If there's a stone there, it makes adjustment for it, and it doesn't think a thing about it. It's just sort of walking, you know, in this gentleness. Now, you can do an awful lot of things very quickly. You can adjust your body to whatever you're stepping on very quickly, and you don't have to sprain your ankle or do other silly things. You can just be alert and aware. But this is not cursing the darkness. This is blessing the light. Do my feet need to know what they're landing on? Do I have looked down and said, now, oh yes, now there's that, and now I step over here, now that's going to be, I step here. I don't do that. I don't look where my feet are. I'm just walking along. I'm looking at the scenery. I'm looking around me. So my feet have their own spotlight, and they have their own intelligence within them. They have their own ability to do everything. And you see, I could curse the darkness. I can't see anything out here. How can I walk? Well, you walk without looking during the day. You don't look where you're going during the day. You know where you're going. You know what the path is like. You know what the road is like. You know where this grass is growing and so forth. And you just know that. And when you're walking in the dark, pitch dark, and all of a sudden you sense a bush. You may be off to the left of the path or to the right of the path a little bit, and there's a bush sort of intruding into the path a little bit. And so you just sort of move back to center. Well, you don't know where center is, but you do, because you always know that light within you always shines and always shows you the way. It is your own flashlight that you're carrying with you. Your mental flashlight, and it works so beautiful. So think about how it is better to light a candle, and we light that candle mentally, than it is to be angry that we can't see. Because when you're angry that you can't see, then you do not see. You are not aware of what's around you. You're not using your other senses. You're not using your hearing. You're not using your feeling. You're not using your tasting, your touching. As I walked along this morning, I was in the open, you know, and then all of a sudden I felt a drip on the back of my neck. And I thought, what's dripping on my neck? And I felt, and I had my hat on, and my hat was dry. Well, now, what was dripping on my neck? Something let the drop out of the moist mist that I was walking through, and it just coagulated and dropped right on my neck. And it didn't hurt anything, but it just made me aware, you know. And, you know, what do you think? Big deal. Then I came to the special bench that Gregor had made, and I sat down on it. And I thought, well, I'll lay down on it. Then I said, no, I don't want to lay down on it. It was nice. It was nice. It was comfortable and everything else. But I was just sitting there meditating, thinking beautiful thoughts. And I thought, I don't need to lay down. Sometimes, and then as I walked up the other path, I had three benches along the way there. And today I didn't feel inclined to sit on any one of them, not to empty my shoes or to sit and rest. I just walked along as comfortable as you can be, because I was not cursing the darkness. I was so involved in my thoughts, so involved in my affirmations, so involved in my joy of living, that I wasn't cursing the darkness. I didn't even think about it. And then at one point, I felt there was a light in the sky. And I looked up, and there was a light in the sky. There was sort of like a little riff going through the clouds. And then I looked behind me, and here all the stars were out. And I hadn't seen them come out. They were all out, and I was saying, hey, that is neat, you know. And I was looking, turning around 3 or 4 times, you know, like getting dizzy almost, and looking up there at the stars and seeing how the clouds were separating for them and so forth. And then I walked along another 5 minutes, and everything was gone. It was all heavy, deep fog where you're walking, like, you know, with your hand before your face sort of thing. But it was beautiful. It was beautiful because I was creating all this. Now, I could have created the starlit sky, but this was charming too, creating the ability to see with your inner eye. And that is a wonderful thing to be able to do. So, light your own inner candle and watch how much you can see. Light your inner candle and go into a room that is totally dark. The blinds closed, or it's just black, middle of the night. Don't turn the lights on. And just slowly, gently, walk from one side of the room to the other, in a room you might not know, perhaps. That's even better. And you will find that you know right where everything is. You will have like a photographic image that will come into your mind of exactly how the room is laid out and where everything is. This takes a little training. It takes a little imagination, but it's a wonderful thing. You can also walk through a fire. Yeah, you can also not be disturbed by the sun. But you can also walk through a fire and not be disturbed by the smoke. Now, there are people who will tell you that's not true, but there'll be people who tell you lots of things are not true. Believe in yourself, try your experimentation, and have a ball, because that's what life is all about. Better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. It's better to be the candle than to curse the darkness, because then, if you're the candle, the only darkness you're cursing is your own lack of light. So, open your eyes, see the beauty of the world, and enjoy it. I love you, I love you, I love you.